Hi, this is Janice Kaufman. I'm here representing Baltimore Internet Radio. We're at the top of the world, up at the top of the World Trade Center in beautiful Baltimore City, Maryland, celebrating the Baltimore National Area Heritage.
I'm happy to be with you. I'm Marvin Pinkert. I'm the executive director of the Jewish Museum of Maryland.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for taking some time to speak to us. What can you tell us about your attraction?
Well, the Jewish Museum of Maryland is a wonderful place for people of all ages to come and explore the Jewish experience. We have the third oldest synagogue in the United States, the Lloyd Street Synagogue, built in 1845, and we run tours of that synagogue and a second 1876 synagogue that are both on our campus. In the center, we have a wonderful museum with both a permanent exhibit on what life was like on Lombard Street in the early 20th century. And then we have a changing exhibit gallery, which right now has an exhibit on Jews in the Civil War.
Huh. Don't know much about Jews in the Civil War.
Most people are surprised to hear that there were 10,000 Jews
fighting
in the two armies of the Civil War, and that at least a third of them were fighting in the Confederate Army during the Civil War.
That's interesting.
Stranger yet, perhaps, is that Baltimore Street was one of the dividing lines of the Civil War. On the south side of Baltimore Street was the Lloyd Street Synagogue. The rabbi there argued that if Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had slaves, then surely slavery was acceptable. On the north side of Baltimore Street was the abolitionist rabbi, Rabbi David Einhorn, who made the case that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob also had multiple wives. So that wasn't the model he thought people should follow. Beyond that, he said, how can you get up in the morning and thank God for deliverance from Egypt and then say that slavery is sanctioned? So we actually, as part of our special presentation, at 3 p.m. every day, we do an 1861 tour of the Lloyd Street Synagogue, and we recreate a piece of the debate over slavery that took place in the Jewish community.
Wow.
We're open Sunday through Thursday, and we're open 10 to 5, and the special tours are at 3.
And if somebody's interested in taking a tour, how would they contact you?
If you go to the museum's website, you'll see the times of the tour. They're open first come, first serve. And we can hold up to about 25 people in a tour. For larger groups, you'll find on the website a place to reserve group bookings.
And what's that website address?
It's www.jewishmuseummd.org. I know it's a long name, but you got to get it. It's important to include the MD.
Thank you so much for taking some time with us. Thank you very much.
I'm delighted.